You're listening to KNOM 780 AM, 96.1 FM. It's 5 above in Midtown Nome, 7.02 PM. We are KNOM, yours for Western Alaska and yours for Iditarod 2014. Let's go on down to Front Street in Nome and let's talk to Emily. What's going on, Emily?
Hi, I'm on Front Street following Jesse Royer into Nome. Bib number 27, Jesse's got 10 dogs, and they had a little bit of trouble on the sea ice, but have recovered their footing since coming into Nome. There is a crowd waiting for her. There was a crowd waiting for her on the ramp, and there are several people here to greet her as she comes under the burled arch, running next to her sled, helping, pushing her dogs, pushing her sled, and setting a really fast clip for the dogs as they come in and finish Iditarod 42.
And again, we'll have her live finish under the burled arch in just a few moments. Stay with us. You're on KNOM. And once again, let's go to Front Street in Nome with Anna Rose and Rick. Hi, guys.
Hi, David. I'm here at the on Front Street. Jesse Royer has just come across the finish line with her dog team. There's a great crowd here out of Nome. Only one dog has laid down. The rest are still on their feet, looking around, looking great. Jesse, she's greeting people, shaking hands, smiling, big hug right now. We're gathered around people taking pictures. She's petting her dogs, congratulating them on their great run. Petting each one, going down the line. She's kneeling in front of one dog now, rubbing it, talking to it, congratulating it. Another big hug from another person in the crowd. She's now at her lead dogs, hugging them, smiling, rubbing them.
Yeah, we got some camera crews down here, and they're getting shots of Jesse with her lead dogs and everything. They're all blanketed up and everything, and Jesse obviously just enjoying being across the finish line here in Iditarod 2014.
Another big hug from the crowd. Jesse, she's all smiles right now. She looks very happy to be here after her long, long journey. Right now, Jesse and Allie Zirkle, big hug, congratulating each other on their finish.
You look good, Jesse.
Oh, yes.
If I never see ice again, it'll be too soon. Thank you.
Hi, Jesse.
I'm sure Ray was going to catch me.
We were rooting for him.
He was right behind me. He must have quit. He must have quit pushing.
Right there.
And Jesse, you had a young dog team leading into this race. So how many of the dogs that have never been to Nome made it all the way here?
I didn't have that young of a team, actually. I only had one two-year-old and one three-year-old. And the rest of them are older. I think the black dog there is my oldest at 8. But of the 10 that finished, I think 7 of them have been to Nome before. So,
I'm sorry. Taking that from an older interview then.
There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, there's 6, 7 that have been to Nome. So only 3 new ones. So they knew where they were going. They knew this was the last couple miles. But we're just glad to be here and be done with that trail.
And you said, Ray, he must have given up that he wasn't able to keep up with you. So then what was it you pushing you all the way here that you were able to pull in those reserves?
Well, in 2011, Ken Anderson beat me by a half a second. Like, that was this much of a nose of a lead dog. So there was no way I was going to quit pushing, even if I didn't see him. Because until I cross this finish line, nothing's final. So I could see Ray, but he was catching me, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. So figured he must have quit pushing or something, but I sure as hell wasn't going to quit pushing. So I wanted to make sure.
Where are you right now?
And then which dog really stood out to you in this last leg of the journey? We heard about, you know, the conditions were...
My white lead dog is the one that gets me here every year. He got me here last year, and he's what got me here this year. He's by far the superstar of the team.
What is his name?
His name is Ranger. His mother was actually the Golden Harness winner in 2009, so he's just as outstanding as she is.
And was there any one moment that he was really able to pull you through?
Yeah, in single lead going across all the glare ice on the Norton Sound and Gullivan Bay. I mean, it was blowing sideways, and if I hadn't had him, I wouldn't have made it across, for sure. So he's the only reason why we're here.
And was there any moment when it went the other way, when you were able to rally your team and they were having to pull on their reserves?
Well, it's been a tough race for everybody this year. And I mean, I think the team pulled through really well. I think they performed great. And everything just went really well. It just, the conditions were tough, but everything else went well. So I'm just happy to be here. Yeah, I'll go with him.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Cool.
Ray's coming?
Yeah, he's right there. Unless you want to just wait for him here. Why don't you wait for him here?
I'd like to see Ray.
Yeah, that's what I mean. These guys are fine. Warren said and Jim said they'd take him down. Does that work? You talk it over. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Jess, you're going to stay here.
And Jesse's going to stay at the finish line and watch Ray come down the chute.
You're going to have to make some room for this next dog team coming up. So they're going to start to move Jesse's team out of the... out from underneath the burled arch so they could get the next finishers in. Joanne Potts is here looking at the team. Mark Nordman. Veterinarians, checkers. The checker is Tom Vaden. You can hear him in the background. And looks like our next musher is off on the sidewalk on the north side of the street, just at the Sitnasock building.
Ready?
So they're moving those Jesse Royer dogs out of the out of the chutes. She looked remarkably well, didn't she?
She did. She was all smiles, full of energy, bright rosy cheeks. She looked so happy to be here, and certainly tremendous success getting here. And like she said, she was beat by a slim margin before. She wasn't going to let it happen again, and she certainly didn't. Ray Reddington Jr. is coming down Front Street. He is almost to the chute. He is running behind his sled dog team.
You know, it was great to see Allie Zirkel here to hug Jesse, and what a class act. She's out here for these finishes and everything too, so it's like we got some dogs close to the front of the chute.
1914. You can hear the crowd, another great crowd gathered around Front Street for another Iditarod finisher, 2014, Ray Reddington Jr. Reddington Jr. has now crossed the finish line. He is hugging his kids. He just put his snow hook in the ground, has finished the 2014 Iditarod. His dogs look great. They're standing. A few of them wagging their tails. One just laid down, certainly happy to have reached the finish. Kissing his wife, there are camera crews around, people taking pictures. He's sorting through his sled.
Welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
You're running, huh? Yeah. I'll go get it. Once again, Ray Reddington Jr., having just finished the 2014 Iditarod. He's getting out food for his dogs. It looks like it's a type of meat. It's in a plastic bag. He just handed it off to a volunteer here feeding his dogs. Many people are petting them, rubbing them, congratulating them on their run. And he's walking down his dog team, looking at them, shaking hands. As Jesse Royer and Ray Reddington Jr. just shook hands, congratulating each other, both smiling.
We're trying to spot her. I don't want to just be standing here.
That tells you something.
Well, I never stopped taking my dog boots off there all along. Good job.
Congratulations on finishing this year and this last stretch here. How close did you know that you were behind Jesse?
Oh, I knew I wasn't very far behind it. I seen her. I was catching up to her. I had some heavyweight dog coats on. So I stopped and I took them off. Thought maybe it helped me, but it didn't.
And your dogs, they look so great. They're still on their feet, they're standing. And how's your dog team do on this last stretch?
They did good. They do, yeah. Real good.
And is there any one dog who you're particularly proud of at the moment?
No, I'm proud of them all. We all did good.
Ray, top 10 again. I think that's four straight years now. I mean, you're getting a sense for what it really takes to be good at this consistently.
Well, you think you do, and then here you are damn near a day behind, you know. I don't know how many hours from. It's amazing you can be that far out of it and, you know, still have a good position.
Great job.
Once again, we are down here, French Street. The 2014 Iditarod. Ray Reddington Jr. just finished, crossed the line.
We're momentarily expecting another musher here. We see the police van out with the rollers down by the ice ramp coming off the sea ice up onto Front Street. Right now, the Ray Reddington Jr.'s dogs are still here in the chute. I guess until we do see another dog team up, they won't move him out. He's getting a chance to kind of meet and greet and talk to people he hasn't seen for a while. I can see Libby Riddles here to greet the ushers. There's Sebastian Schnula. So the folks that have run well in the past are here to greet some folks that have already finished are here. And nice crowd. This crowd has really been building.
It has. More and more people have been coming out into Front Street, surrounding the chute, congratulating the mushers as they've been coming in the line. People have been walking out of buildings onto the street and cheering, of course, as they come across. We're expecting another one momentarily. Ray Reddington's dogs, they have their snacks. They're laying in the snow. They're eating. They look great.
They do. They look absolutely marvelous, chewing on some looks like some beef there, and a well-deserved reward for finishing a very, very tough race. I mean, I'm wondering, you know, my question to every one of these mushers would be, how did you get here standing up after hearing all the stories we've heard? Sure, most of the middle of the race was kind of relaxed and uneventful, but a bookends. I tell you, it's just absolutely incredible what they've had to go through. I was out earlier spotting Martin Boozer and watching him slip and fall and he's got the bad ankle. So he has to position himself correctly to where he can even just get back up on his feet. And some of the dogs are slipping, and that's just with no wind here just outside of town. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. So these incredible athletes, these dog athletes, but this year really tested the mushers and their will, and even the will wasn't enough for some people. It just, it's a body breaker. We've got Aaron Burmeister up the trail heading in this direction that is proof positive of that. He gave up his knee for it, stayed in the race. Martin, who just finished not too long ago, the ankle is in bad shape, and that's just the stuff we know about. I'm sure everybody has their bumps and bruises and aches and pains and everything else. So.
And what we heard again and again in interviews that Lorelei Kinnean gathered on the trail was mushers saying that their dogs are great, but it was the mushers, the humans and the sleds who took the beating.
And what's nice is somebody just hands you a cell phone. Ray Reddington Jr. has a cell phone. Somebody wants to offer him congratulations, so he's off to the side waiting to pull his dogs up. But he's getting that phone call of congratulations from someone. We're not really sure. We're not going to jump into the middle of that. Respect his privacy and all. And the kids are there close to the bag and just happy to see Dad. And we're happy to see Ray Reddington Jr. cross the finish line. And what is this? Is this the eighth finish? I think this is number number eight.
Yeah,
we're going to check
have
the
it
sheet.
Down right here.
We're just
check it out.
We've not had a whole lot of sleep, so we want to make sure that we have.
And 2014 is Ray Reddington Jr.'s 13th Iditarod finish, and also it's his fourth time placing in the top 10. In 2010, he won the Sportsmanship Award. He won that again in 2008. He's, of course, the third-generation Iditarod musher, grandson of Iditarod co-founder Joe Reddington Jr. and son of Iditarod veteran Ramey Reddington. And his son Isaac, age 5, and daughter Ellen, age 8, they're both here. First thing he did when he came across the line was they ran up to the sled, he gave them a big hug, and they really haven't left his side ever since. During this race, he took his 24-hour layover in Takotna, an 8-hour in Ruby, and he finished his first Iditarod in 2001. He's completed every Iditarod since, except he didn't compete in 2006.
He just signed the sheet, so he is official. They've been through the bag and all, and the family is by the sled, and they're getting ready to pull the dog team out of the chute and make way for the next musher. The dogs are standing up. They look absolutely fantastic.
They do, and you see people congratulating the dogs. They're still on their feet. They're alert. They're still.
We're going to catch a little bit of them leaving. Do those kids look happy or what?
Yes. Exiting the chute, Ray Reddington Jr. with his two kids on his sled, both wearing matching rainbow hats. He's riding off to the dog lot, bed down his dogs, feed them.
Maybe we can find out from the spotter where our next musher is.
Yeah, hi, Rick. We are keeping in touch with our spotter vehicle right now, and looks like right now Hans Gott is a little bit less than 2 miles to the finish line. Not yet to Swanberg, just about 2 miles to the finish.
So still on French Street. There's still a great crowd. Looks like they're sticking around for Hans Gott. Like David said, he's 2 miles from the finish. We're expecting him in just a few minutes here. Ray Reddington has cleared out of the chute, so it's all clear for Hans to pull his team in, to come down Front Street and finish the 2014 Iditarod.
All right. Back to you, David.